A History of Europe, Part 1.
The book is prefaced by the author's foreword. My intention in this book is to provide an outline of the history lying behind Europe. My starting point was what I said about Europe several years ago in my History of the World, and the structure of this book reflects that. Sometimes I have repeated here things I said in that earlier book. When I have not changed my mind about a particular topic and have felt no need to give it more or less attention, I have not hesitated to repeat myself. When my words still strike me as the right ones, there seems to be no point in striving for elegant variation. But anyone who has read that book will find in this one much that is new and a different perspective. My wish has been to write a serviceable guide. Europe is nowadays a very political word, and I did not wish to usurp the role of the politician. Nothing which follows is intended to promote any particular response to the word except one, caution about its meaning. We still do not easily agree, even on who are Europeans, or, if we think we can answer that question, what it is that they share. The answer must always be different things at different times, and such questions demand historical answers. History settled much of the way most Europeans see themselves, though they may not know it, and it is worthwhile to try to discern what it was that left many of them with a sense of shared experience. It may now be more than ever desirable to try to make sense of the past and measure its present weight. Recent events have shown how we are only too often taken aback by the history erupting or re-erupting around us. The past is always lying.